Nigel Ogden here, welcoming you along to a rather special edition of The Organist Entertains. And before you start thinking I've changed my signature tune, let me assure you that the music you've just heard could only belong to one person. The man who 12 years ago inaugurated this very programme, and who has continuously worked so hard ever since for the theatre organ cause. Well, Robin Richmond, a very warm welcome back to your old seat.
Thank you, my old mate, and thank you for that very warm welcome.
Not at all. Good to have you with us. I must say, you're looking remarkably and disgustingly fit and healthy. This retirement thing must suit you.
Lost a lot of weight, eh?
Yes, haven't you just, I've
become a do-it-yourself expert and a gardener and all that sort
really?
Of thing.
Yeah. How long is it now since you left England?
2 years, exactly. That's 2 years,
Soon
time
goes,
flies,
doesn't it? Yes. Well, the main purpose of the programme is, of course, to look back on your long and fascinating career in the entertainment world. And, of course, to listen to some of the music you've recorded on a whole variety of instruments over the years. I think one of the things you're most famous for is the fact that in around about 1935, you were the first person to introduce the new Hammond electric organ
into
this country.
That's right. I'm the bloke you want to shoot if you don't like the electrics.
Well, all right, where and when did you first bring this newfangled device?
I was at that time getting a bit restless with just playing cinema organs, and I was going to have a big pipe organ built to go around the halls like Reggie Fort did later and Patman before that. And right at the very last minute when I was going to have this organ built, somebody said, have you heard about these new pipeless organs, electronic, coming from America? And I said, you're mad, you can't have a pipeless organ, an organ without pipes. And they said, you can, these Americans can do all sorts of things. So I went and heard the first one, it was a demo model. And I thought, right, I'll have the first one, because I could take it around everywhere. I had the first two, actually. In case one went wrong, I'll have the other one.
Very wise. What was the general sort of reaction to it? I mean...
Well, of course, the firm that was selling them at the time only wanted to sell them to churches, and I paid cash for them, so they couldn't stop me playing jazz and that.
Yeah.
And you well know that they changed the name from Hammond to Lafleur after that, simply on my account, because the parsons used to come into the showrooms, and they used to say... it's not the same organ that awful Robin Richards plays all that jazz on. Yeah, Richards. And so in order to be able to say no, he plays another thing, they put Lafleur on it, which and when it was for entertainment, they called it Lafleur.
You formed a variety of sort of dance bands around the thing, did you?
Oh, yes. Sometimes a duo, just with a drummer, and sometimes at Hammersmith Palais later on, I had an orchestra, you know?
Yeah.
I had, the list here, I see you've got Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
It's an old 78, isn't it?
Yeah, that was
with Roy Marsh on Vibes.
Yes.
And I don't know who else, but anyway, listen to a bit of this.
Okay, here we go. Some Like It Hot. When did the theatre organ appointments start, and where?
Oh, the theatre organ came long before the Hammond.
Hmm.
The theatre organ came right back in 1931. Everybody knows the old story about me at Streatham Astoria with Al Bollington. And then I went to the Trochet in the Tyrebridge Road. Bob Richmond there. I thought, I'd get the bird with Robin Richmond, so I called myself Bob Richmond. And the great Sir Quentin McLean was up the road at the Trocadero. And I had to go and play on his day off there. And he was a great chap, old McLean was.
Sure he was.
And Bobby Pagan down at the Troxy.
Yeah.
He's still going strong, isn't he?
Absolutely. Well, he's about to open, in fact, the old Troxy, well, the console anyway, when he eventually gets going in Worthing Assembly Hall. Yeah.
I remember a Cockney fella, he came to me one day, you know, and he says, Bob, he says they've got a Scottish git now down at the Troxy, haven't they? A Scottish git. Pagan. His name's Pagan. I expect he's Mac Pagan, but they don't suppose they call him Mac because of Mac at the top. But he's a Scottish git, and he plays in a kilt and all that. And he says, of course, I had a look. Well, I know all about them kilts now because he come up on the organ, didn't he, like this. And he says, I walked down the front one day when he was in the spotlight, and he says, I had a look. He said, I know now all about his kilts. No wonder they got out the front there, Bobby Pagan and his mighty organ.
Okay, so you had a period at the Paramount, Tottenham Court Road, of course.
Oh, that was...
Fine organ.
Yes, I went... before that, I went to Canterbury with Reg Fort and Granada Hove and Regal Wimbledon on the Conica, and then eventually I went to the Paramount at Wellington, and he went into the air service, you know.
And it was during this period that you joined the BBC Variety Department. Is that right?
Yeah, well, Cecil Madden, he had one of my Hammond organs at the Criterion Theatre all through the war, and I was on call night and day, 24 hours, to go down and do these little broadcasts, and I broadcast with Petula Clark and Richard Tauber, Stefan Grappelli, Anne Shelton, and I used to do the Sunday shows in Variety Bandbox, do all the fill-ins and accompaniments there, and they had Glenn Miller and his band, and Sergeant George Mitchell, and the Royal Paycor Choir, and he became, as you know, the Black and White Minstrels.
Let's break for a bit more music, and a number you recorded on the Diswurlitzer down in Norfolk, which is the ex-Paramount Newcastle on Tyne organ, and a live number from the 1920s, Toot Toot Tootsie. Tootsie, Robin Richmond at the Diswurlitzer. Robin, I think it's fair to say that your BBC work over the years has encompassed quite a variety of jobs. Indeed, you were presenter of a number of programmes, weren't you? What did you do?
Jazz Club.
Yeah.
And also another thing nobody knows, very few people know, that I did the commentary for the Speedway Championships at Wembley Arena. Mm-hmm. And that was, I'll tell you why, because they had a commentator who didn't know Speedway, and all the Speedway journalists couldn't sort of commentate properly, so I said, well, give me a chance, because it's my hobby, and I knew all the riders, and they gave me an audition, and that was it, and I did the championships.
And I seem to recollect you backing television shows as well. What did you do on the TV?
Oh, Huey Green, of course.
W-Money.
All right. W-Money, you remember old Huey Green,
indeed.
Yeah.
And what was the Fred Emney thing you did for BBC television?
That was Emney Enterprises, and dear old Fred Emney and his big cigar. He used to play the piano, you know. We used to sit back to back, and he never knew. He's rather like me. Perhaps that's where I got it from. He never knew what he was going to do. And at rehearsal, we'd rehearse something, and when he got on, he'd forget completely. Mm. He'd start up another tune. He'd say, all right, mumbled to me over his back, go on, play, join in. I didn't even know what key he was playing, what he was doing.
Yeah.
He's a lovely character. Yeah. He's gone.
All right, let's have a little bit of classical music now. A very fine transplanted organ. Les Rawls, Wurlitzer down at North Holt, which ex-Granada Wandsworth Road, which I think you played once upon a time.
Yeah, complete with white suit.
Yeah. Well, that was going back a little, wasn't
it? White suit, black hair.
Yeah.
No glasses, no teeth, or what?
What a great dashing fellow, yeah. All right, the Pat de Fleur from the ballet Nela. Tell me, Robin, how the idea for The Organist Entertains came about.
Well, the fortunes of the organ have always been up and down with the Beeb. If the bosses in power at the time don't like the organ, it's out, and if they do, it's in. And we were in a trough when I was working as a producer.
Mm.
And a certain gentleman, Mr. Lawrence Stapley of BBC Two, said, "We haven't got anything going on the organ. What about it?" And, well, they did. They had Dudley Savage on Sunday morning, but they didn't have a special organ programme.
Yeah.
So I did a one-off for Easter Monday with records, and I put in all the best.
Yeah.
And he said, "Great, but can you use English organists?" I said, "Of course." So he put me in for a quarter, and I said, "We'd better mix it with electronics, of course." And it's never come off since then.
Great stuff. Well, we're very fortunate in still having a BBC theatre organ, of course, the ex-Empress Blackpool Wurlitzer.
Well, you had three. You had first one,
three
Compton.
Altogether, yeah.
I always remember how that came about. The fans might be interested to know, but I'm going back, oh dear, 34, 35. I was in Diggs with a fellow called Austin Croom Johnson and John Burnaby. John Burnaby was a BBC producer, and Ginger Croom Johnson was a very well-known musician at the time. Had a show going called Soft Life and Sweet Music. And they were all sitting in the BBC club having a drink. And I suggested that they ought to use the theatre organ. I was at the Troquet at the time. And they didn't use me. They said, "Who's the best organist in the country?" And I said, "Quentin McCrane." So they used him. And they had to go to the Decca Studios because they couldn't record the programme during the film hours. So eventually, on another occasion after that, we were also sitting around, and Eric Mashwitz, the head of Variety, was there. I said, "It's about time you had your own theatre organ." And they got really interested in this, and I nipped out and got on the phone to Leslie Sperling of Compton's, and I said, "Leslie, if you come down to the BBC club as fast as you can, you may be able to flog the BBC an organ. And I don't know to this day how he got down from Willesden so quickly, but within a half an hour he was there and he did flog him an organ, and that's a true story.
Robin, tell us how the present BBC theatre organ came about. You were instrumental in getting hold of that, weren't you?
Yeah, well, it was through the BBC Club, because I started the BBC Organ Society for the BBC Club, and as all the various associates of the BBC Club have their own equipment, I thought, well, the Organ Society ought to have its own organ for social events, and it could also be used in sound radio. And so that's how it came about, and we looked at various organs. We looked at the Granada Edmonton as well, its own Granada Cheam, but they were a little bit slow, let those slip through their hands while they're making up their minds. And this one came up from Blackpool, and they nipped in and they bought it quick. And I was trying to get it sent down to London. I said, you've got plenty of good organs up here.
Hard luck, mate.
But then they looked at various places in London, like the Aeolian Hall and that sort of thing, and they said, well, there are no suitable premises here. It'll have to stay there.
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, well, thank God we got the organ anyway. That's all that matters.
You made an LP on it some time ago. So
I did. I had
that.
A very famous gentleman turning over for me, too. Do you remember that?
I just have vague recollections of... Yes.
And it was, incidentally, we ought to tell them that it was... I was told what to do. It was Sinatra number two
all
sides.
Tracks, yeah.
So here's a track from that record.
Thank you.
Straight on with a bit more music, Robin. Tell us about this Reader's Digest album which has been produced.
Well, that was Reader's Digest America, and they came over here and they wanted a recording of the one of our finest theatre organs and also one of our finest classical organs. And they were kind enough to say, well, look here, we want you to do the popular side. And what organ? I said, well, the Odeon Leicester Square, the five-manual thing. It's handy in London. And they told me what to play. And they said, now, what about, we don't want Bach or anything, but what about your finest organist in middle-of-the-road, orchestral-style, and organ? So I said, well, you can't beat the dear old Albert Hall organ, and I suggest Bill Davis, one of our finest organists. So there we are, and that was the record.
And your album was recorded nighttime sessions, wasn't it?
Nighttime. We started about 11:30 or 12 at night and finished about 4 or 5 in the morning. You see, the Americans do things properly. I don't want to be nasty about it in England, but they take more time. They actually book the theatre for 2 nights running in case we hadn't got through it. And because I knew that we were relaxed and we got through by about 4 or 5 the first night and never had to go back.
Super. Well, we'll hear a track from that album now. Good Night, Vienna. Good Night, Vienna, Robin Richmond at the Odeon Leicester Square. What's the organ scene like in France, Robin? Much happening at all?
The classical organ scene is very big. In the Nice Matin, the paper there, they put photographs and big panel advertisements of the classical organists who come in to give recitals there, and they give them write-ups in the paper, and they glamorise them very much indeed. Pierre Cochereau's had a lot to do with that. Yeah. The electronic, as you know, there were only 3 cinema organs ever in France. The Gaumont Paris, the Paramount, which has long since gone. It was cemented in, I believe. And the little one that was at the Madeleine Theatre, which years ago was brought to that place near Leicester, the university, you know, Khan's old home. I forget, Nottingham way somewhere.
Yes,
but the fans will fill you in on that one.
Yes, indeed.
So there we are, and electronics, as I say, they're about 25 years behind the times on the electronics.
So what are you doing yourself over there, then? What playing are you doing? Are you
I'm retired.
I've done
quite a few concerts and things. I don't want to play in nightclubs anymore or anything like that, but I do concerts. And they seem to like my franglais. I've done quite a lot of broadcasting, talking, you know, chat shows and that sort of thing.
Oh, good.
And I've been to America, I've just come back. Well, a few weeks ago, did another tour out there.
To finish off the programme, let's have a fascinating piece of music, I think, from one of the Organist Entertains LPs on the BBC label, and a bit of Mr. Richmond type jazz at the Royal Albert Hall, of all things.
Incidentally, I'll tell you one little story. I don't know if you've got the original. I don't think you've got the original Sig tune of Red Red Robin, have you?
No, tell us about that.
But a lot of people ask me why I changed it, because it used to be George Wright and No Business Like Show Business. But some organist nicked that Sig tune off me, and he also nicked the title Organist Entertains, and so I thought, right, I better change it out of self-preservation. And the powers that be said, your own, said use your own Robin Richmond, and nobody, Red Red Robin, nobody can pinch that off you. But the original recording was rather interesting, because I recorded it on the BBC theatre organ in Manchester here.
Yes.
And then 300 miles away, and about 9 months later down in London, I was recording Joe Seal on the Brentford organ there, Wurlitzer, and I recorded it again. And I was listening to the two, and I liked the first half in Manchester and the last half down there. And the engineer tried them together, edited them together, and my goodness, they worked for tempo and balance and everything. So where it changed key, it went from F to E flat. Though we changed tapes and recordings.
Marvellous, marvellous. All right, well, here we are. Let's hear you now on the Royal Albert Hall organ. A couple of choruses of Mac the Knife and Poor People of Paris. Robin Richmond at the Royal Albert Hall. Robin, what more can I say than thank you very much indeed for being my guest this evening. It's been good to see you again.
Well, it's jolly nice to be back in the old studio again and looking at my old mate Nigel. And I'd like to congratulate you and Peter. I think it's great to see the organ going so strong over here. Long may it last.
I hope so. When do you plan to visit us again, or...?
Well, as soon as I'm invited, if anybody asks me to do a concert, then I try and build a little tour around it, you know.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you whenever you can get over. For our part, that's it, I'm afraid, for this week. I hope you've enjoyed our Robin Richmond special. I'll be back with our regular edition of the programme at 10:30 next Friday here on Radio 2, and I hope you'll be able to make it as well. Until then, to the strains of When the Red, Red Robin, with thanks again to Robin Richmond and my producer, Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying bye for now.